3 months later, having continued his studies with Bene Baron and feeling increasingly alienated from Merrick, Alcoran is among the candidates gathered at the courtyard of oranges for the final appointment of the 9 couples who will dance the 3-day dramanon at the All Faiths Festival. Summer Solstice. Trumpets announced the approach of the royal procession. The Eamon, high priest in the lineage of Ali, walked through the eastern gate, followed by the ulama, the Sunni doctors of theology. The crowd in the great square divided, opening a channel to the lines of the aspirants. Caliph Hakam II moved through the gate and along the carpet on foot, bareheaded, hair loose to his shoulders. The crowd hushed in anticipation. Drums like heartbeats sounded from the perimeter. Ethiopian pipes rippled like the cries of mountain eagles into the silence. Children of light, arise. By the prophet's message, I come to you. Today, as the earth sends us forth and the sun welcomes us, O my people, may the blessed Muhammad's vision be in me, that I may see. The voice rose deep and profound, the words an invocation. Among these dancers are those who may fly. Arise that I, in the name of the Blessed Prophet, may choose among you. Glancing across the line to Christian, Alcoran prayed he would be chosen as her partner. Black and mysterious, she was dressed in white robes, a laurel wreath about her forehead. Luxuriant hair, shining in sinuous plaits, each with a jeweled bauble at its end, danced about her shoulders. Her whole presence expressed a unique balance, grace, and strength. Kemi. Hakam II spoke as his hands closed on Alcoran's temples, fingers in his hair. Heart pounding, he felt new circuitry, a rainbow flowing up and down his spine as the caliph continued, in the promise of the prophet, and by the line of our ancestors, you are the last of the dancers I select. You will dance for the created lights with Christian of Nubia, the dark princess, opposite whom, as of this solstice, you stand.